Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come today. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La, 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
KC, you know, host of She's On Radio. Well, thank each and every one of you all for tuning in tonight. Got my co-host on the line.
Hi, it's Jordan.
Hey. And how are you? How are you? Co-host doing tonight?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, girl.
Hey, you weren't expecting me.
No, don't be shy now.
Don't be shy now.
All right, so if you all can introduce yourself to everybody, that'll be awesome.
Okay, I'm Jordan Spencer, and I play Lydia on Studville TV.
And I'm Nikki Kanai. I play Hope on Studville TV alongside Chimp. Okay.
All right.
Right.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, who am
I speaking with? You're speaking to Megan.
Here. Hey.
All right. First of all, I want to thank you ladies for coming on to She's On Radio. Now that you have introduced yourself, are y'all ready for KC and Teddy?
Mm-hmm. I might not be ready for that. Oh, no, that don't sound too ready or too sure.
I know.
Who on the phone?
All right. It was just a whole bunch of laughing. I'm scared now. We might
I'm
not be ready.
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. All right. So, ladies, I want to know, outside of Studville TV, who are you, ladies? Who are you?
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Who are we?
This is Jordan, and I'll go. Outside of Studville TV, I'm a therapist and a life coach, and I'm really just a nerd, just a regular person.
Okay.
I'm boring.
No, you're not.
I beg to differ with that.
I know, right? I don't want to hear that.
Okay.
I guess I'll go next. This is Nikki Kanai. I think outside of Studville, I'm just, I don't know, I'm me. I'm pretty outgoing, crazy, out of the box, say whatever I want to say. I mean, I just have a crazy personality. I am, wow, what can I say about myself? I actually recently just started a new position. I just got a job today. So I'm a quality assurance supervisor. And I also do a little bit of modeling. And I have a couple future projects coming up as far as me acting. So I don't want to speak too much on them yet. But, yeah, outside of that, I mean, I'm just me, I guess.
Okay.
Congratulations on that new job.
Yes.
Congratulations, Nikki.
My love.
All right, you guys, I'm Megan, and I'm definitely trying to pursue acting. That's always been a passion of mine. I do model on the side. As for a 9-to-5, I do admin for an electrical company. I love to travel. I love to read. Just try to make having fun of art always. That's about it.
Okay.
Who's next?
I think that's all we have on the line right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
We're waiting on Chevy, but she's going to call in a little later. Let me ask her another question. How did you all get the roles that you all play on Stuffville TV? Like, what made you say, hey, this is for me?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. Finish your question, and then we'll start. This is Natalia, by the way, but go ahead.
Hey,
hey, y'all.
Hey, you can,
I'm sorry.
You can
go ahead.
Off
finish
the question
your question.
Now. No, you
I'm
gotta
sorry.
Answer the question. I said, you got to answer the question. You got to tell us, who are you outside of your community?
Who am I?
Yeah.
I'm a mother of three, and I love to act. So I'm definitely continuing to work on perfecting my craft. I'm a manager by day. Actually, I'm a manager always. So, I'm a mother that loves to act, and I'm all about family life. I'm in the choir at church, and I date a minister for real.
Okay. All right, ladies, my next question again was, how did you all say, hey, Stuffville TV is the role that I need to play? Like, how did that come about?
I think for me, I got introduced by Chevy Carter. She said that they were casting for Seven, and I read the character description, and I liked it. I love Cherie's, I love her vision. This really happened in her life, as you all know, and I just believe in the project. So that's kind of how my play in Seven came about.
Okay.
I wish you played a damn good job at being Seven.
Thank you.
As far as for me, this is Nikki. As far as for me, I had already, I was already a big fan of Stuffville before I moved down here from Texas. So I kind of heard that they were casting for new films, and I actually got on board a little late. Somebody had already had my role, and then the last minute something happened. So they called me and they were like, "Hey, are you still interested?" And I was like, "Oh yeah," and that's how that came about. But kind of like Megan said, the same thing. From the very beginning, I really didn't know that this was Cherie's story. And then once I found out, I was like, wow, this is incredible because, we're basically making her entire story come to life. So that made it more fulfilling to actually play, the role that I do and just kind of to see how everything unfolded and see how we can kind of contribute to the story as well. So it's been fun. It definitely has been a lot of fun, I have to say that. So that's how I came about in the story.
Okay. Well, this is Natalia Redd. I actually was told about the audition for Autumn from someone that I know. Well, it was actually the real Denise. So I went, I auditioned, and I got the part and began filming that night.
Good.
This is Jordan Spencer. I was actually online just browsing around, and I saw an ad for Stuffville TV for web series. I thought, I'll try that. So I auditioned, and I didn't really know which role I was auditioning for. I'm one of the original cast, so we kind of hung out for about 3 or 4 months just hanging out with Cherie and just kind of bonding. And then Cherie decided based on our personality, and she sort of gave us a role based on our personality. The original cast were given roles based on who they were and how closely they matched. So that's how I ended up being Lydia.
Okay.
All right. Tay, did you have any questions?
Yeah, I guess my question would be, do y'all find that outside of being on Stuffville TV, does y'all characters in any way relate to you all in your everyday life?
Oh, my God. Me? Nikki? Yes, absolutely. Hope is me 100%. Her character from A to Z. I can't even really put her into any other context aside from being her. Like, I think that even her personality is definitely me. So it was kind of easy to kind of fit into her character.
Okay. I think for 7, definitely not. I think she's very confused. She doesn't know what she wants, and she hurts a lot of people in the process, and I'm the complete opposite. I hate playing with people's feelings, and I've always been the type of female who knows what they want, and I go after it. So, not so much.
I totally missed your question.
Oh, you didn't hear my question?
I'm so sorry.
You're good. My question was, was it easy for you to, you know, get into character? Like, does your character describe who you are outside of the character on the TV show?
Oh, yes, it was very easy to get into character. I'm a Scorpio, so I could definitely be that chick if I'm, but I try not to be. So, yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay.
If you do me right, you'll get done right. But if you do me dirty, then, you know, pray for me.
Yeah, you love me, honey.
Oh, I think I'll pray for you and the person you with.
That's it. You was out of the chain, honey.
She prays for me all the time, I promise you. But she didn't do anything wrong, so she's good. She's good.
Okay.
She's safe.
I guess my next question would be is, if someone was trying to get into the acting career, like, how would y'all tell them to go about it?
Atlanta is definitely a hot spot for filming right now. It's a little L.A. I would suggest, if you are trying to get into the acting business, start off as an extra, just so you get the experience on set behind, you know, you get that on set experience and you see. I think a lot of people don't realize how much actually goes into acting. It looks simple on TV when you see everything play out, but there's actually a lot that goes into it. I think you should start off as an extra. Hit up the casting companies, look at the casting companies in Atlanta, and there's plenty of work. I say start off there and take acting classes.
I say kind of the same thing, but also finish yourself the castings. I mean, don't be afraid to, you know, there's especially in Atlanta, like she's saying, there's so much opportunity here. And a lot of these open casting calls, I mean, if you go and you show your personality in front of all these hundreds of people that are you know, they could be possibly auditioning for your same spot. But just being there and being able to show you and showcase your personality in front of all these people with, you know, not even feeling any kind of, you know, not even hesitation or being nervous or anything like that sets you apart from, you know, from a lot of people. So I think that you should just continue to submit yourself, and also don't take your first no for, you know, absolute rejection. There's going to be 1,000 times a person is going to tell you no, and that's just, you know, basically it should motivate you to continue to go to, you know, further castings and just, you know, apply yourself. That's all it takes, and also network with the right people that can get you in the door.
Well, this is Natalia. I would say that what worked for me, I actually started off in theater plays, doing plays. That actually worked for me. And I think it actually helped me become a better actress because, for me, I was more prepared for Studville by starting off in theater plays. And I would say go to workshops. You see a workshop, you know, do the background on the person that's giving the workshop and then go. So that actually helps a lot with training and things that you need to learn as far as being an actor or actress. That's my suggestion.
Well, you got any more questions for these lovely ladies?
Yeah. So, which one of you all are single?
I'm definitely single. Definitely single.
I'm single.
Oh, yes, too. Oh.
This is Nikki tonight, and I am actually not single. I'm very happily taken.
All right, now.
Ditto.
Okay, so let me ask a question to Miss Taken over there. How does your partner deal with all of the excitement from the fans when, like, no one can see you?
Are you asking Nikki Kanai or are you asking Natalia?
I'm asking Miss Taken. Miss Taken for real.
Which, who? I mean,
that's both.
Both.
That means
both
take
you.
It for real.
Take it for real. whoever's taking, you know, how does your partner deal with that? Like, deal with the fans and.
This is Nikki. My girlfriend's actually an actress as well, so we kind of balance each other out. She's in the entertainment field, so, you know, she supports me in everything that I do, as well as vice versa. So, I mean, she's never, you know, going to look at me like, oh, my God, you know, you're an actress, you have to do this. She understands, you know, what being an actress entails. So I don't ever have any problems with her. I'm hoping that we can possibly do, you know, projects together in the future. And she's very supportive. So, you know, I love her for that.
Okay.
Likewise, she's very supportive. She's in the light. I'm in the light. We don't mind letting each other shine because at the end of the day, we know what we have and no one can compare to that. So
we're good. Good answer. And to everyone that is single, what do you look for in a partner, in a future partner?
Are you ready for the list of unrealistic?
Hello.
Right.
Everyone's so quiet. Are we on?
Yeah, you're on. No, I was asking. I was asking for those who were single.
And I asked you, are you ready for the list of unrealistic expectations?
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been ready.
Oh, all right. Let's go.
I'm just playing. I mean, at this point, you have to be able to make me laugh. You have to be passionate and driven about something. You have to have goals. Definitely want someone who's honest and loyal. You just have to be driven also. I have a long list, but we don't have that type of time. I'm not going to go there. We all need.
And your edge red head, too.
Yellow?
And then there's the silence again.
So we have another speaker.
That's not how you feel. What happened?
Don't we have another single person on the phone?
Yeah, that's my thought.
Or not. That person don't want to speak up.
I hear them.
Okay.
All right. Well, hopefully they'll come back and they'll tell us the answer to that question. I have another question. I have one more question. Where are you all from originally?
Okay. Nikki, I'm from Texas. I was born and raised in Austin, and I moved to Atlanta from Houston. So I represent Texas all day, every day.
This is Megan. I'm from Savannah in the country. It's small, in case you can't tell by my accent, but everyone loves to hate. it's like 45 minutes south of Savannah, so yeah.
That's me.
This is Natalia. I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi.
This is Jordan, and I'm from Canada, Toronto, Ontario.
All right now. All right. So let's talk about Stubville TV, and I'm sure everybody wants. I'm sure everybody is ready for this. Let's see. Who do I want to start with? Miss Lydia. Miss Lydia. Hey, Lydia.
Hey.
My question to you is, let's go down to your struggle with your sexuality. How did that feel, the actual struggle at that time, that period, to actually struggle with your sexuality and to have your wife kind of, I'm not going to say pressure, I'm just going to say maybe like you were trying to tear, you know, give me a little space for a minute, you know, I need to get myself together so I won't hurt you. You know, like how did that feel?
Actually, questioning my Lydia questioning her sexuality felt really normal. I laugh because I went through that. So, hey, you know, I get confused sometimes. It felt really normal, and I was able to play that role very easily. The placement of her questioning her sexuality after being married was a little bit not something I would do, but, you know, it kind of happens when it happens. But for anyone that paid attention to season one, the reason why Lydia left was because Anise came home with lipstick on a collar. So she didn't,
right.
She was kind of like she left because of that and there was a lot going on. But she didn't leave because she was questioning her sexuality. I think she didn't know how to talk about it, how to make it. So she kind of blended it in. Well, I don't know if I should be married, blah, 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 blah. But it wasn't really, she didn't leave because of her sexuality. She left because there was a lot going on and she didn't have good communication skills.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
It does. Make a lot of sense. And I have another question for Lydia. Have a girl. I want to know how did it feel. Hold on. How did it feel to actually have to go to the toilet, girl, in the church to find out there was no toilet paper there? Like,
man, that was not cool. Let me tell you, okay. Let me tell you how seriously, like. Whenever I go to the toilet now, the restroom at public place, I check for toilet paper. I am so stressed about that toilet paper situation. I'm not even playing.
Man.
Lights out.
So I actually did for like 2.5 seconds get really angry that there was no toilet paper. Like I was annoyed. And she turned the lights off and I felt it. It felt really lonely and dirty.
Oh, wow.
Girl, that was epic. That was definitely epic. I'm just, I saw it like 12 times. I had to keep going back to it. It made my day a couple of days.
I'm glad.
I'm just going to keep it real with you. Miss Seven, where are you, Seven?
I'm here.
You ready for me, Seven? I got a couple questions for you, too.
I don't know if I'm ready for you. I don't know.
These are my 21 questions. You ready?
Here we go. I'm ready.
Now, you had a wonderful woman, you know? And I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know this, too. A wonderful woman, right? What went through your mind to go behind that wonderful woman? What? Talk to me. Let me get my tea. Hold on. Talk to me for a minute.
You got your tea?
I got my
tea.
Come on.
You got a shot with that tea?
Yes, I put a little Hennessy Black in it. Come on, talk to me.
Oh, she's doing it. Okay. You know, it's sad because so many people, I guess, In real life situations do things like this. They don't know what they want. They're confused. And they play with people's feelings, I guess, trying to figure out what they want. But that's not something that I in my life would have done. I'll say it like that. But, I mean, hell, if Halle Berry can get cheated on, anybody can, I guess. So...
I don't know. it was like, okay. And how did it feel to actually have somebody to actually, before, you know, you got into your mind, how did it actually feel for somebody to actually support you in what you were trying to do? And kind of had a lot of similar things in common.
Yeah, you're right. Having someone support you and be there for you is great. I think that whenever that happens and you have someone be so nice to you, someone so nice and they're just there for you, and you're some people are not used to having that, and some people are, you end up taking that for granted. You can take it for granted really easily when someone's always there for you. It's almost as if they're kind of like a pushover. Some people can't distinguish the difference between kindness for weakness, if that makes sense. So there's a thin line, I guess.
Okay. So you have any questions for the ladies?
My next question would be, how does it actually feel to just be on Studville TV? Like, what would you say would be the ups and the benefits of being on Studville TV?
We have fun on set. I think that it's kind of nice to, after everything's said and done, you know, see how we have, you know, certain responses from our fans, our audience. Like I said before, I think it's nice that we're bringing Sheree's story to life. It's nice to even just be a contribution to that. And like I said, we have fun. You know, it's crazy. I don't think people really see the craziness that we go through behind on set sometimes. But we definitely do turn up. And our own personalities, they all do come out, even when we're in character. So
I think it's something everyone can relate to in one way or another. And all the different stories, all the different parts, we get hit up all the time saying how they can, you know, it resonates with them because they've been through something like this. So it's amazing to be a part of something that people can relate to, that's so relatable.
Okay. Is Zaba still here?
The up for me was it's a little bit different because I've never really been a part of a grassroots project before, and mm-hmm. that's what Studville TV was for me when I came on. Like, we really didn't. I mean, Sheree had her story and she had a vision, but how it was going to come about wasn't exactly clear. Like, all the dots were not connected. And so she totally persevered through a lot to bring Studville TV to where it's at. And just to see that and be a part of that, and then to go from one or two people commenting on our post, like, we really hit the ground running, season one cast, and to now to see how much people are watching it. It's just, like, it's phenomenal to me, the growth. So to watch that, that's really and just to go out and have people come up and say, hey, you know, I love the show. Sometimes I forget that people are watching the show. Like, I really do forget that so many people are watching this show. And just that people, you can connect with people from just, you know, being on set. You get to connect with a whole wide array of people that normally would not, you know, you would never connect with. So that's the up for me, just watching it grow as fast as it did and just the success and how much people, like Hope said, Seven said, can relate to Sheree's story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all ready for the best part of the show?
Bring it.
Bring it. Let's see. All right, ladies. That's what I'm talking about. Train to go. That's what I'm talking about. Ladies, this is what I want you to do. If y'all are online right now, we need y'all to call. It's a 646-416. All
Hello?
Am I the only one?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. This is Shelley from Atlanta, and I just want to commend all the ladies on the excellent job that you do on the show, and especially the ones that the fans love to hate. You guys are really doing something right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have to have a certain personality, actually, to persevere through that, because sometimes people have a hard time distinguishing between reality and, you know, fantasy. So I commend you all. Now, this question is for Jordan.
Hi.
Hi, Jordan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. I just want to ask you, have you ever dated another femme? If so, how did it turn out? And if not, why or why not?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I have not dated another femme per se. I mean, I've been in situations where it could go that way. The reason why I didn't really go very far is because I'm not aggressive. And so when I get with another femme, there's this confusion as who's going to do what. And not that I'm into roles or anything, but the people that I have dated have been studs. And so I've kind of fell back a little bit and not taken control of the relationship as much as they have. So if I get put in a situation with a femme and she's passive, then no one's going to be doing anything. There will be no kissing. There will be no sex. There will be none of that, because it's going to be who's going to initiate. And that would be confusing for me. So that's how it would go if I was with a femme that wasn't aggressive. Is that TMI for you?
No, I asked the question. You gave the answer. There's no restrictions.
Okay, so, but I think that's a really good question. People generally ask me that, do you date femmes? So maybe I could learn, you know, maybe I could become a little more aggressive, but I guess I'm somewhat submissive in certain areas, specifically the bedroom. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and have a great night.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, here you go, 703-565. Talk to the ladies, baby.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hey.
My name is Matt. I'm not sure if y'all know, but I play Sin on District Heat. If y'all haven't checked that out, y'all definitely have to check that out.
Hi.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Hey. How y'all doing?
Good. What's good?
Not much. Have y'all seen District Heat?
I have.
Yes.
Would you like to plug it? Would you like to plug it? While we just be quiet.
Yeah.
Go ahead, plug it.
I'm a big fan of Stillville TV. I'm trying to tell you, like, I love this show. I love this show.
Thank you.
And you can skip that part and just plug it. So you said District Heat?
Yeah, please.
Y'all are doing y'all's thing over there. It's hot.
Hey,
We'll check it out. Everybody, check out District Heat. It's all love. We all support each other. Everybody, check out District Heat.
That's for sure. I appreciate that. But it's not even about District Heat. It's about y'all tonight. So my first question is actually for Serenity. Is she on the phone?
No, I don't think she is.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, man. All right, well, my next question is for her. I cannot remember her name on the show. I always remember her as Nutburger. What that was.
Natalia, right.
Nutburger.
Uh-oh.
So is she on the phone?
Yes, she is.
Natalia, I love your role, man. Oh, my gosh, let me tell you. I just had to tell you that I love your role. You the shit out of that role. But my question to you was, how do you feel playing, like, you know, like, basically, like, the other woman? How did that feel to you?
You said, was me playing the other woman?
Yeah, like, I mean, I, I, well,
technically you're not the other woman, but I didn't know I was the other woman. I was her girlfriend, you know. I had keys to the house. I stayed there with her. So, I mean, the wife wasn't gone because they weren't divorced, but we were what we were. So I thought.
Yeah. You were the other woman.
Next question.
Oh, let me find you, girl. I done told you.
About me like I'm not in the room.
I done told you.
Keyshawn, I'm not the other woman.
Oh, my God.
Seven on the phone, too?
No, that was not you, chick.
You got him?
No, that was the one.
No, she's not.
But carry on.
She's not on the phone, either. All right, well, I'm not going to hold y'all up because I know other people have questions, but I just had to show my love from one web series to the other. I love what y'all are doing. Keep it up. And I'm one of y'all biggest fans out here, honestly.
Thank you so much.
Have
a good evening.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
All right, 44963. Talk to the ladies.
Oh, my God. Is Jordan Spencer on the line?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
It's crazy to hear your voice real live.
Oh.
I'm so used to watching it on my internet speakers.
Oh. Thanks for watching and supporting. I love you. I appreciate
you.
I love all my fans.
Hey.
I really do. I do.
Hey, I'm coming out to see you. I don't want to be like a Stan. So, like Eminem had, and turn into no stalker. So.
Oh, God. I'm saying.
No, it won't be a dangerous stalker. It's just a secret admirer. Dang. You ain't got to call on the Lord. That's why he don't be answering, because you be calling him for nothing.
What the hell?
You have to call God. This ain't that serious. I ain't going to kill you.
Is this a prank call for real? Casey, are you doing this?
Not for real. I got a question, though.
Okay.
Lydia. I have a question for Lydia, right? Well, no, I have a statement for Lydia.
Okay.
You are playing the hell out your role. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
I applaud you. You're doing your thing. And I've watched the progression of you from season one up to now, from episode one, season one up to now, and you've really progressed as an actress, and I just really want to commend you for that.
I want to cry.
Don't.
Okay.
Well, you can. No, but real talk, I've watched you and you've progressed, and I'm a big fan of the show, and I want to commend all of y'all on your numbers, man. Your numbers is going up. That means people are watching. That means that it's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and y'all are actually leading the forefront right now. So y'all just wear that crown with honor because y'all doing your thing, all of y'all. And big up to the writers and the directors and the shooters and the editors because, you know, the intro is hot. It should be on TV. Like, y'all really doing your thing, man. I applaud that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So my question for Jordan Spencer is...
I'm scared. Scared.
Nah, for real. Jordan.
Yeah.
As an actress, have you decided to take that on as a career, or right now is it just a hobby, or what is that for you?
I actually want to take it on as a career. Like I said, I'm a therapist right now, so sometimes I struggle with making sure I balance my time up, but I love acting. Like, there's nothing that floats my boat more than when I'm on set, or, you know what I mean? I just love it. And I also like writing. So definitely I'm thinking about, you know, doing this a little bit more and taking it a little bit more seriously. I definitely am. And especially now that, you know, when someone says, you know what, you did good on such and such, or you called in and, it makes me want to just, but other than that, I'm sorry. I'm still scared about, is that your only question? Because you're making me nervous.
No, it's not. I actually have another question. My other question is, what would be your dream role? Like the role that you have that you're like, I would love to play a...
I would love to play the role of a sort of like a person that, like Morgan's role, I would love to play that role. I don't know if you watched, you said you watched season one, so you remember Alexis Elaine's role?
Yes.
How she sort of looked like the underdog and just sort of came up through the ranks. I like to play a role like that.
Okay.
You know, maybe a single mother type situation, but whatever role it is that I get involved in, I want to play a role that involves a lot of emotions. Like in season one, I did a lot of "I love you," and Anissa's like "I love you too." We did a lot of that corny stuff, but for season two, I got to really do things that involved emotions. And so, whatever role I play, I want it to involve a lot of different emotions. And yeah,
would you consider playing like fight scenes? Like, where you would have to actually get a choreographer or a stunt person or a double? Like, would you go that deep, or are you limited to what type
yeah,
of...
Yeah. Like, I would go totally do kickboxing and stuff like that. Yeah. I would consider that. I'm all into that. I can let out all my anger and my frustration. That's what's up. Bring it.
Cool beans. All right, well, that was all my questions for you, honestly, Jordan. Natalia?
Yes.
What up?
I'm nervous now. Nothing.
You nervous?
Right?
I always made you nervous, though. I'm used to that.
Who is this again?
We don't want to know. Just.
I don't know if I want to know or not. I think I do. Okay, go ahead.
Ugh. You know who it is, Natalia. Don't act like you don't know me.
Who's that, Natalia? We need an ABP on this first person's location.
Let me stop clowning. It's Royal. I just wanted to say what's up to Stubby.
Oh, hey! Okay. Okay. It came back to me. I didn't hear it the first time. What's up? How are
just
you?
Just so everybody know, me and Natalia actually used to work together at an actual 8-hour job.
We did.
Some
oh,
years,
wow.
Ago,
oh, my God.
Some years ago.
Wow.
So I actually know her from that world. But I'm a big fan of the show. Seven, I might love you as a person, but your character, you're real shady right now, and I don't really fool with you. You need to get yourself together. I'm mad at you. But I know you're just following the script, so it's all good. You know, you're just following the script.
It
ain't on you personally. It ain't on you personally. You know what I mean? But, you know, in real world, if that was my friend, I had to come for you. You know, I'm just saying. Putting another nigga in a girl truck that ain't cool, you know, that's shady. Tomfoolery, though. So
thought of the year. Get in line behind everyone else who's ready to kill me.
That's what's up. But y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. I'm a big fan of the show. Jordan Spence, I got my eye on you, girl. I'm watching you do your thing. I've seen you grow from day one, episode one, season one, and you're growing as an artist, and I want you to keep doing it. Study your craft, keep getting better, and y'all take Stubville to the next level. All right?
Thank you, Royal.
For sure. No, much love.
Bye.
Good night.
All right. Area code 770-849. Talk to these beautiful women.
How's everybody doing?
Hi.
You're doing well. Hi.
Hello. My name is Helen. I'm calling in Miss Jordan.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Am I supposed to wait for the host before I begin with this here question thing? I'm assuming.
They are the host, man.
Oh,
Casey, they're the host.
Okay, gotcha. I'm sorry, my bad. No, you
okay, man. You okay?
It's a little late. I know, I've been up all night. Over here in London, it's a little, you know, it's still daytime, so. Anyway, I think Jordan had a question for me. So I want to answer that for her. So shoot at me, Jordan.
What is it like, meeting, I don't know, a web series person out, I think?
Just a web series person, or
a personality, a pretend celebrity. We're pretend celebrities, right?
Oh, yeah. My God. So you guys got demoted from Black Hollywood.
Oh, no, we're celebrities. We're celebrities.
Hold on. Let me back up. Don't interrupt. So you have demoted yourself from Black Hollywood.
Oh, God.
Starlet.
Okay, never mind. A celebrity.
To makeup, what'd you say? Makeup celebrity? I don't know what it was. Anyway, I'm tired. But I think you all are doing a wonderful job. Let me just first give you a round of applause for what you're doing and kicking it with the Studsman television. I think it's off the chain. I mean, Studville. I'm sorry. Yeah, Studville TV. I think it's off the chain. I think you guys are doing a marvelous job. I think you women are not getting enough credit for what you're all doing. I think we need to see more of you all being booked at a lot of these parties. That's what I'm going to say first of all. So, Jordan, go ahead and hit me with the question, baby, so we can go ahead and get this done.
I think I'm good. I think I'm good. I really think that Go ahead.
why are we laughing? I know. Okay. Huh.
Security.
Let me stop it go. Okay, Jordan asked the question. What is it like to meet one of the web series characters?
Or speak to, you know, what's it like?
It was when I met Jordan. It was like just meeting the young lady that she portrays in the web series. She looks the same. Her mannerism is the same as far as just, you know, the way she carries herself. Not as far as her personality within the series itself, that's not her from what I could gather. She wasn't really that outgoing and talkative and mingling. She was more to herself. And
next caller, please.
I'm joking.
Goddamn
caller. This is a long ass conversation. I'm playing. Go on.
Do you want me to stop?
No.
I mean, you know,
you're saying I don't have a nice personality. Carry on. Oh God.
No. I mean, I got a lot going on right now. You know, I got a cousin that would do that. But anyway, I didn't say you didn't have a nice personality, Jordan. That's not what I said.
But that's okay. I think sometimes there's this misconception that when people watch, you know, Studsville TV or whatever they're watching, they think that the character is the actual person. And so when they see them out, they almost want you to be in role all the time. And so if I'm out at a function that's not Studsville TV related, I'm going to be myself, you know, because I kind of go there just for me. I want to relax, you know, let my hair down. So I go there for myself. And sometimes you'll catch me on a time where my feet hurt or, you know, I'm in my thoughts or I'm sorting something out of my head. And so sometimes, you know, beyond the initial, oh my God, hey, how are you? And how
right,
are you? Thanks for
when
watching.
I asked you to dance, you was like, I don't dance. And I was like, well, how can you be, you know, I'm thinking like, okay, now she's going into her character or something because now she's acting because there's no way a black girl doesn't dance.
A black girl from Canada doesn't dance. I don't have the right butt. I don't know how to shake it properly. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I don't know how to dance. I'm a nerd. Like, I don't know how to dance. So if someone comes up and rolls up on me and wants to dance and stuff,
I think about
paparazzi, and they're going to come out of nowhere, and they're going to snap it, and I'm going to be on Facebook dancing all wrong. So, yeah, I do want to dance.
That's wow. Cute. That's a great explanation for that.
And I'm from Canada, so, hey,
I appreciate you trying to wiggle your way out of that one. But even some white girls can wiggle. Even if they even just wiggle their hair, they're gonna, you know, they'll shake their neck or something. But anyway, enough said about all that. Ladies, it's been a marvelous pleasure talking with you all. Just continue to do what you're doing. You're doing a great job. I was hoping I was gonna see one of you guys on Atlanta Exes. What happened? But I'll say no more about that.
Shamil, thanks for calling.
But you all have a good night, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Wow. Stressed out.
Ooh, man.
I think we need to pray.
I'm glad this is funny, y'all.
I'm saying next damn caller. Like, I need you to moderate, please. Like, you need to know when to, like, accidentally hang up. Do you not know how to accidentally hang up?
You need to do it.
Girl, I tell you.
Next time you say security, and I'm going to just jump through the phone and just beat the hell out of you.
Okay, so when I say security, that's your cue to be like, oh, we just lost that caller. Yeah, like, I'm going to need your help.
I love her.
She's awesome, though. Thanks for calling. I really appreciate all my fans. I love her. Like, I love her. And I'm just, you know, yeah.
That made my day, man. Hey, I'm not going to lie. Woo! Come on, everybody, put our hands together. Area code 706. Area code 706. 662, talk to her, baby.
Hello.
Hi.
I sound so scared. This is Cherie Johnson. How y'all doing, lady?
Oh my God! Thank God.
Sure. I'm kind of amazed I got in. You know, it's a positive thing, I guess. As you know, executive producer, when I call in and you guys are getting interviewed, I can't get through to speak my own damn task. But you know, I guess I got y'all's phone numbers. I can call anytime. But
we love you,
Sheree.
I love you guys too.
But I'm glad I got through. But I just want to commend you all on a great season. You know, want nothing but positive things for you all. Love you all. Thank you for everything you've done. I've also seen the progress and growth for those who are on season one to season two. And those who started on season two, I've seen you progress from episode one all the way into the season finale, which is coming soon, by the way. I just wanted to thank you all personally, and I do have a few questions that I want to put you on the hot seat with, so I'm going to ask some questions and take some time. Oh, shout out to Sin who called. We plug in District Heat, I guess. I watch District Heat. I'm a District Heat fan. I'm definitely a Sin fan. That's my homie. We friends on Facebook.
Yay.
I swore I saw her at an Atlanta Dream game one day, but she told me no, that wasn't her. But anyway, if you're still on the phone, Sin, big up to y'all. Y'all doing it big, and we appreciate your support. We support you guys as well. I want to start with Casey. Also, thank you for having the cast and myself on your show over a series of 3 days. We greatly appreciate that and the exposure that you're giving us.
Man, thank you.
Appreciate you. I want to start with Ms. Megan Mincy, who plays Seven on Sevilleville TV. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Here we go. Hi, honey.
I say, how you doing? You know, I'm still trying to be nice, and you just come at me all wrong. Let's try it again.
So
Megan,
salty.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. How are you, Cherie?
I'm doing good, Megan. I'm doing good. Megan, your character is near and dear to my heart. As everyone knows, this is like kind of like a true story. Majority of it is a true story. So your co-star plays me, so therefore you're one of my exes. And I just want to know, Megan, how do you deal with all of the negative criticisms? Again, a lot of the fans take this really literally, and they don't know Megan as a person. They know Megan as a character of Seven, and they hate your gut. You're the thought of the year. It's now Potfield TV instead of Studville TV, and it's only going to get worse for you when the season finale airs. But I just want to know, how do you personally, as Megan Mincy, not a character on Studville TV, how do you deal with all the negative criticisms? You've gotten criticisms for not being able to act. Again, I've seen you grow from episode 1 to episode 10. So I want to know, how do you take all of this in? Does that affect you emotionally as a person? Do you get depressed behind it? Because if so, I want to apologize and, well, just say welcome to Studio TV. But how do you deal with all this? Because sometimes I feel like I have to be your bodyguard. Now, I swear after the season finale ass, I swear that, you know, somebody's going to try to take a hit out on your ass, and it's going to be my fault.
You know what, Sheree, I will need security, but nah. The first couple of episodes, the comments did get to me at first, and I remember calling Sheree and asking her if she felt like I was playing the part the way she wanted me to, because I just don't want to disappoint her. This is her vision. This is her vision, and I just want to bring it to life. And if I'm not doing that, then I would have backed out. When she said I was doing it, I stopped reading the comments. I don't let the negativity get to me because, number one, you know, people are going to talk. At least they're talking about me. I must be doing something right, number two. You know, they're talking. And if it's getting more attention for the show, great. Talk about me all you want. I promise you I'll lose no sleep at night. It just motivates me more. I promise you.
All right. Thank you for that. All right, the next question is for Hope, played by Nicki Minaj. Is she on the phone? Nicki Minaj? Calling Nicki Minaj. You on the phone?
I'm here. Hi, Sheree.
Hey, Nicki. How are you?
How are you?
Good. My question for you is, do you see any similarities in your character that you play on Studio TV, the character of Hope, in your real and personal life? Like, are you reserved? Are you a good girl? Are you easy to get along with? Or any of those characteristics part of your real life?
Casey actually asked this question earlier in the very beginning of the show, and I actually told her that, yes, Hope, it's not really easy. I mean, it's not really difficult for me to play Hope because she absolutely fits my entire character from A to Z. The only thing I will say about Hope is she is a little bit more sweeter than I probably am. I mean, I'm sweet, but the Pisces side of me, I'm a little catty sometimes, so I think that part of her is kind of hard to play that all the time. But as far as her nurturing, kind, patient side, I definitely think that that ensembles me 100%. I am kind of the good girl. She is kind of like the, I don't really want to have sex with you until I know for sure. I'm the same exact way. So I was very excited to actually play her role because I figured it was going to be almost effortless to really get into character for her. So. Absolutely.
All right. Same question, Ms. Natalia Red.
Why did I know?
You play Loco just a little too well for me. you do an excellent job playing the role of Autumn, but you do it just too well. You do it too well. So that kind of scares me sometimes. So my question to you. The character you play on Studio TV, Autumn, do you see any characteristics from Autumn to Natalia Red? And then question, what's up with the damn red hair? Because the fans want to know. I know the reason, but I won't ask for the fans. I think it plays into your character well. So I like the red hair. So the comments, it looks a mess and all the other stuff, I like it. It's turned up. It goes with your persona of your name, Natalia Red.
Exactly.
And, you know, so it fits your character. But back to the question, are you Loco or not?
I'm a Scorpio, and I'm good as long as you're not in my way. But if I have to get you, I will. No, that's just great acting, you guys. That's all. You didn't buy that?
Nah, that was like some bullshit.
That was too easy, right?
that's blowing smoke.
Maybe back in the day before I became as mature as I am now, I have too much life now to risk for something so mediocre. I mean, more than one person on this earth, so therefore I know how to move on in life for real, for real.
So I'm not crazy. I can be if I have to be. You good, I'm good, and we good. That's how it will be.
All right, what's up with the red hair?
I love it. I love it. I've been wearing it since the 90s, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So if they don't like it, tough, because I'm going to wear my red hair. Actually, as soon as I finish my play, Living Fat, on the 13th, come see me at the Galaxy Theater in Riverdale. Yeah, she's going back red. Mm-hmm. Definitely. It ain't
not red now?
Actually, I have the big hair red now, but I'm saying back to my bob. I love my bob.
Okay. I love the bob as well. All right, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Going back to Miss Jordan Spencer. She's been riding. Hey, Jordan. You've been riding with me since season one. You played the wife in season one, and now here you are in limbo in season two with your character. My question to you, Jordan Spencer, is on a personal level. I don't know if anybody's asked. I was show hustling, so I got on this show late. So I was doing some stuff for the finale. But, Jordan, are you single? And if you are single, then why? And I hear you get asked that question a ton of times. So we're going to go ahead and ask it now.
She needs some medication.
Oh, God, yes, I need medication, lots of medication. You know what? Today I'm single, and that changes from day to day. Like, let me see, it's 11 o'clock p.m. 11 o'clock
Good
p.m.,
answer.
I am single as of right now this second. So, yeah, if I'm, okay, and why am I single?
Yeah.
You know what, I can be a little bit in my head sometimes, and because I've been on my own for such a long period of time, the person that gets with me has to have patience, and I don't tolerate a lot. No sound effects.
Natalia, be quiet.
Yeah.
I haven't even said a word.
Oh.
But she could have been Autumn for real, though, you guys. Go ahead. Proceed.
No, don't. No, I'm nothing like Autumn. But let me tell you, I am like Lydia. I am a little feisty, and I don't have a problem going in. And then I'm lovable. Like, I can go back and forth depending on what situation, you know, I'm having to deal with. And, you know, if I'm single, I'm single mostly by choice. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm single by choice. And I do have a huge and long list of what I want in a partner. Not that anyone cannot meet it and not that anyone hasn't. It's just that as of right now, 11 p.m., I'm single. Check back tomorrow. Yeah.
At 11 a.m., I'll call you back. Check in.
I love you, Cherie.
All right, couple more rounds, and I get off the phone and let your fans, because I see y'all all the damn time. But to everybody, welcome to Studville TV. And do you think you're wifey type? You know, the characters that are portrayed on the show are looking for long-term relationships, you know. And, you know, you see all the tomfoolery that the studs go through dealing with your characters, the films. Are you wifey type, or you play games, or you know, Seven, would you really drive your dudes in your girlfriend's truck? Are y'all trifling in real life? Is that a film thing? Or, you know, so many people say they can relate to the show and what goes on. Can you relate to the show and what goes on from the film standpoint? All of you, questions.
Megan. I think that we've all done thoughtless shit. I mean, we've all done, you know, you're young and crazy, you do things. I would not do those things now, but, I mean, I've done some crazy things. I mean, guys and studs are not the only ones that can be sneaky as shit. You know, I've definitely done some things. But as of now, no, I'm wifey material, but I'm attracting who I want. So it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while.
Next.
I don't think it really matters if I'm wifey type or not, because I already kind of have a wife, so.
Right.
I think that she feels that way.
Yeah.
Okay. But if I didn't, I would definitely say that I am. I think that everybody is imperfect. I think we all have flaws. But, you know, we work on ourselves and we correct the things that we might not be as, I guess, qualities that would fit under the wifey type category. Other than that, I definitely think that I am, but I'm working on myself every day. I'm a work in progress, and I think that I could get better than, you know, I am today and tomorrow and the next day. So that is my
answer.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Period. Period on the end of that, motherfucker. Okay.
Just yes.
All right. Jordan?
I'm definitely a wifey type. I'm very committed. I'm very loyal, and I'm very supportive. And I don't date around. Like, I don't date one, two, three, four people at the same time. I'm very I haven't done anything crazy. I've pretty much been in school, so I haven't had the chance to go out and do crazy stuff, have crazy sex, none of that. So I'm wifey type, virgin-like.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Do y'all cook? Do all of y'all cook?
I cook.
Megan, do you cook?
Don't be singling me out now. I cook.
I
season my food because I know that was coming next.
Wow. All right, one last statement. I'm going to let the fans have it. I'm sorry, fans. My bad. I know I hog the time any other time. But
wait, I have a question for you.
Bye.
Will there be a season 3?
Will there be a season 3? Yeah, we're working on a season 3. Don't need the fans' help, but yeah, there's going to be a season 3. We're going to turn up.
I'm ready to turn up with this finale.
Me too, girl. I saw y'all doing good, man. That shit's off the chain. It's ridiculous, man.
Yes.
I was screaming at the damn TV. I was hollering. I was crying.
Yes.
Ooh, it's some tomfoolery going on.
Yes.
But somebody called in and made the comment that, you know, they wanted to see more of the films and they should be booked at the party. Even though the title of the show is Fatville TV, these are critical and crucial characters to the show. So it's up to the promoters. Hey, fans, y'all call y'all promoters and tell them we want to see the fine-ass ladies of Fatville TV, the crazy-ass, thought-stopping ladies of Fatville TV. We want to see them at our parties and get them booked to come to where you are so you can hang with them, okay? Because right now it's Fatville TV, and that's who you're seeing at the party. Okay, so you calling in, you want to see them, y'all fans of the film, call your promoters and say, hey, we want the ladies, the films of Fatville TV at our party, okay? All right, well, I'm gone. Love y'all.
All right, bye.
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 Bye. All right, I have to introduce one more lady into the show. Miss Chevy, are you on here? Chevy? All right, we're going to wait one more second. She is on, though. She is on. Technical difficulty. Let's go to another caller right quick. Area code 49370. Talk to the ladies.
Hello, ladies. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
You know, Sharon, I took up all my questions. I really don't have any questions left. But one thing I wanted to ask Jordan, and that is,
hi.
I saw the finale. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you. Okay, so, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, what I want to do is ask Jordan, I saw the finale, the trailer for the last season, I mean for the last mm-hmm. episode, and I want to know is, do I need to bring my dart gun?
Bring the goddamn dart gun. Please bring it. We are going to need it.
We're
going to need bring all your bullets. Bring whatever you got. Bring every weapon you could think of because I need, yes, just bring it.
I can't
have nothing, Natalia. Don't speak. Bring your stuff, please, and thank you.
Get the life. Both of y'all at the same time.
You. We got security in the building. This is what I'm talking about, security.
But
freaking security. That's right, all the way from Houston.
I got started in the
I am so relieved.
did you hear what she's in Houston, honey?
I'm in Houston, babe. I'm coming all the way from Texas to help and take care of my girl. Yes.
Your girl. If you're driving, I'm gonna need you to leave now. If you're driving, I need you to leave right now.
Right. Listen, if I gotta catch red eye out there, I would do that. Okay.
I love you.
I love all of you guys, and I just want to commend you on the things that you, what you guys are doing. I'm very proud of you. And I realize that this show, because I am a straight woman, but I do realize that the things that goes on, the drama that's going on, it doesn't just cater to just gay people. It caters to, you know, it's all sorts of people.
Okay.
And I see myself in a lot of you characters. But I just wanted to call in and say hello and hope that I get to meet you guys face-to-face one day. And Jordan, like I said, I got my dart gun.
Girl, bye with you and that dart gun. Bye. Good bed. No, good night.
Wait a minute, though. Because you can't be leaving my girl, but I have no call to teach you. Come on.
Rush her along. She's security. We need her. Be nice.
I'm going to have to talk to her about that on the sideline.
Exactly. Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
you guys
hon. Thank
night.
You.
You're welcome.
You, too.
You guys have a good night.
You too. You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's try one more time. Chevy, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Hey, stranger.
Hey, Chevy. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, though, Chevy. Are you ready for me? I don't know if you're ready for me, though. Hello, Chevy?
Cricket.
And she's not ready for you.
I don't think so. She went gone. Hello?
She's not ready for you.
You done ran off.
I know.
Who ran off?
We're going to come back to Chevy. Chevy, you here? Merry Christmas.
All
right, they'll come back in a second. All right, area code 813-764. Talk to the ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was going to ask, Savannah Parker a question, but I don't think she's in the studio.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Oh, well, I was, last week, talking to Suds of Studville, and I asked Channing a question. And my question to his Channing was if you were single. And she didn't really have an answer. So, are you single?
I am single, yes.
Well, sucks I'm a little too young, but it's good to know.
Because when I get older, I'm going to call you.
You're going to call
yeah,
me.
Yeah, probably.
She'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait a year.
I'll 3 years, 4 more years.
Oh, Lord, why are you not in bed? Don't you have school tomorrow?
Right? You know, is this allowed?
Security.
A little too young. Right? Security.
All
right,
get your young ass a phone off of you.
And I have one more question.
Okay.
No
well,
more
this
questions.
This goes up to all y'all. You guys make fun of each other or, mess around with each other during the showings or, sing out randomly or do random crap during, showings or anything?
Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
All the time. Definitely.
It must be fun.
I don't think people realize how much fun we have.
Yeah. If we're on set, if we have to be on set at 3, we have to tell Jordan to get there by 12 because it's going to take her forever, and I have to give her crap the whole time while we wait.
Oh, my God. I can't.
How does my hair look?
I love you, Jordan.
Stop. But you know what? We
really
do.
We do play around on set. I just want to say, whenever I see Natalia Wright, like as soon as I get to set and I see her, I get mad instantly. Like it doesn't matter.
She does.
Like as soon as I see
her,
I love her, but I just get mad instantly. Like for some reason, like I just feel like she's really playing the other woman, and I get annoyed. And so we have a lot of fun. And by the end of the shoot, I've worked out my emotions and stuff like that. But I get mad. So yeah.
Like seriously, you guys, she does. I'm like, well, damn.
Hey, Jordan.
Yeah, really.
But the last thing I want to say is all of you girls are really, really beautiful. I mean, like, stunning. And to you guys that are in a relationship, that they are very lucky to have you. And the seven, like, 4 more years, please.
4 more years.
And by the way, she don't forget you.
Hit me up sometime or something like that.
Megan, don't take her lunch money.
I don't have any lunch money, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah.
All right, get off the line. We need you with lunch money.
Free lunch.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. We love you. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank
you.
Thank you
for
calling.
Your support,
sweetheart. Thanks.
Go to bed,
nope,
though.
I don't have a curfew, so trust me.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Hey, just because she has to wait 4 years doesn't mean that she's...
Yes.
Good night.
Yes, good night.
Megan, will you tell her to say good night, please?
Huh? All right.
I said, will you tell her good night?
Good night, sweetheart.
18 and older, please. 18 and older only, please. Thank you.
Well, you're trying to keep up, please.
I can't with the under 18 business.
Yeah, y'all are going to the Children America Network, honey. I know that's right. Area code 707-641. Talk to the ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Shreya. I'm from California. I just want to tell you ladies that I think you all are beautiful. And I am a fan of your show, and that I think Megan has the sexiest voice I have ever heard.
Ooh.
Oh.
So this is. I swear, you just melt me. Anyway. I think the show is awesome. I am a fan. I watch it. Soon as it come out, soon as you guys post it, I'll watch it. So, and then I'll be pretty excited about the next one that's coming out. And I'm also wondering if you guys is coming out with season 3.
Yes, yeah.
Did you just get on air?
Well, you did.
Yeah. So Sheree was just on a few minutes ago. This is Jordan, by the way. Sheree was just on, and she said we're going to turn out for season 3. So, yes, this is going to be a season 3.
Good. I hope it's as good as the past seasons, because you guys are awesome, and I would like to see more films.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. So you guys have a good day. Stay sweet.
All right.
All right. Miss Chevy, are you on?
Hello?
Oh, God.
Hello, this is Miss Chevy. It is Miss Chevy.
No, this is Natalia. My phone hung up. I was busy.
Oh, don't beat me up. Don't kill me, please. Alright, are you code 404-759. Talk to the ladies.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
I'm Dr. Wafer. I'm coming from Houston, Texas. I just want to say that you guys are all doing an amazing job. And a big shout out to my little sister Nikki. I'm so proud of you and everything that you're doing. And you guys are all amazing. And even though I have a hectic schedule in my residency, you know, I make sure to watch you guys. And you guys are doing all an awesome job. And just keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. You're welcome. I love you so much. Thank you for calling.
I do it for you. I love you too. Yeah. Well, I'll see you next season, and you guys have a great night.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye,
You're
love
welcome.
You. Bye, love you.
All right. Area code 832-755. Talk to the lady.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Nikki from Facebook. I think Nikki, well, Nikki and Megan know me. No one else does, I think.
Who is this?
Pinky So Homo on Facebook.
Oh, hey, Pinky.
Hey, hey y'all.
How are you, love?
I'm good. I don't have any questions, but I was calling in to show love because y'all know I watch this show like every day. But I was calling to let everyone know that y'all doing y'all job and doing good. And I cannot wait to see the season finale. Oh, and hey, Jordan, and is it Natalia? Correct me if I said it wrong.
It's Natalia.
Oh, okay.
And hi. Thanks for calling.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for the support. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, love.
All right, area code 44242. Talk to the lady.
It's Chevy.
Oh, God. Thank
there
God.
You.
There she goes. There she goes.
Lock her in quick.
Late for everything.
Fashionably late or not.
Well, welcome to Season Radio, Chevy.
What's up? I had so much to do. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. But are you
but
ready for these questions, though?
Right.
You ready for these questions?
I'm sorry.
Okay, you ready? Are you sure you're ready?
I'm positive. Ain't nothing I ain't ready for.
Nah, I know that's right. Let's start. I think a lot of ladies want to know, are you single?
No.
I'm sorry. You hear them in the background. They like, boo. They mad. You don't piss them off. my next question is, the character that you play on Stuntville TV, is that anything like who you are outside of your acting?
He's way more reserved than I am. I'm pretty versatile when it comes to how I present myself to certain people. But Serenity, she's kind of the same with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So me, no, that's not who I am.
Okay.
For the most part, I will say I keep my composure for the most part like Serenity does. I keep my composure until a certain point. And after that, Chevy comes out. But, yeah, I guess you can say half and half.
Okay. Where are you originally from?
I was born in Florida, raised in Atlanta, and I have a lot of other stuff in me, but raised in Atlanta.
Okay. My next question, again, I ask all the ladies, I'm not going to ask you that question or no.
Oh, no.
My question would be, since you are in a relationship, how does your partner deal with all of the fans saying, ooh, you know how you go. You know. That's her. Oh, my goodness. Come here, boo. You know. I know.
Do you
know.
Hear her in the background? Do you hear her in the background? No, but at first, she was like, you got to be kissing on Riley, for real? You going to be kissing her? Is it in the script? You going to be kissing her? I'm like, yeah, it's acting. Calm down. But she's adjusting. She's very territorial, just like I am, because we're both Capricorn. So we're like, you're mine. I'm like, you're mine. She's like, she kissing my... Well, yeah, she's pretty... I guess she knows her place now. She knows where we are in our relationship. She knows how to handle that feeling. You know what I mean? So she's all right with it now that we're at episode 10.
Okay. So I got one more question for you. And it's show related. So I'm going to need you to jump into Paris right quick. You ready? Did you transform just yet?
Let me get my game face on. Go ahead.
Alright. How did it feel to be accused of cheating on your boo with her best friend? Talk to me then.
Is this a trick question? Because I feel like you're trying to make me create a spoiler for the finale, and I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no, don't. No. Okay, I can ask another one. I can ask another one. No. That was a good one. Okay. Okay, let me do it. Let me say something else. Let's go somewhere else. Oh, my goodness, that was a good one. Man,
okay.
I'm going to wait on that question all day. Can I give you a dollar, please? Okay, how about you answer the question without giving away something?
How does it feel to be accused by my Riley, my love, Riley? Oh, my gosh. How about everyone has to tune in to episode 10 to see how I feel about that? How about Serenity don't know how she feels because Riley still kind of in limbo with how she feels.
Right.
So,
okay.
Time to find out how I feel. Don't try to put me on the spot and give out little hints. No, you're not slick. You are not slick.
I know that.
Don't even
I'm
try
not
to do it.
I promise. Please don't kill me.
I won't kill you. I can't kill you through the phone, but wait till I see you.
I am going to hide behind the bush. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-oh, bro.
I'm going to be hiding behind security. You hear that?
Security off duty.
Oh, so you can help everybody else. You know what? It's cool.
Nah. I guess you know I take a bullet for you, bro.
Don't take a bullet for me, what? Please don't kill yourself. Don't do that. Don't kill yourself. All right, ladies. There you go, 215-235. Talk to the ladies.
Hello.
Hello, friend.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
Oh, my gosh. Is this just the ladies, or is it like Sean and them with y'all and Tony and them?
This is just the ladies, boo.
Bye,
you
girl, bye.
Me.
Oh, no, it's not like that. Not like that, no.
Oh,
you
bye.
You got to come through
God.
Me.
I've been waiting for the longest to finally get on the phone with y'all. I don't have no questions, but I've been listening to other people. I just want to say that I love y'all's show, and I just, what did I want to say? I like how y'all carry yourself, to be honest, because a lot of the fans be switching y'all up with the character in the show, and people just be hating and getting mad and saying all this stuff, the tomfoolery or whatever, but it's cool. It's cool. I just wanted to say that I love y'all's show, and it shouldn't be no season finale. Y'all should just keep making episodes after episode after episode, because I love y'all. My whole family just be watching it. Like, we just be over here busting it up, laughing.
Get popcorn and stuff.
Yeah.
My girlfriend said you have a Philly attitude. Where you from?
I do have a Philly. I'm from Philly.
You was right, babe. She was right.
Which one of y'all are Capricorn? I think I overheard it when I was listening on the radio.
Debbie, that's me.
Hey, Team Cap. Team Cap all day.
Team Cap all day, boo-boo. We run it.
All right, but that's all I wanted to say. Like, I admire y'all, and I love y'all's show, and just keep your head up. Do whatever.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Here you go, 253-341. Talk to the ladies.
Hi, ladies. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes. Hi, Casey.
Hey, what's good, sweetheart?
I'm good. Ladies, this is Sin. I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington. I am a promoter out here for our LGBTQ community. And I'm going to say, I had the pleasure of being co-host with Casey the other night with the crew, and I had a great time. The studs, they were wonderful, and I basically just wanted to say to you ladies, you guys are doing a great job. I love Studville. I've got all my friends out here watching it. I mean, they're calling me, asking me, when's it going to come on, when's it going to come on? I'm like, dude, I don't know. How am I supposed to know? You know, so it's just like, I mean, I had a great time. I talked to Cherie. She was a blast. She was so much fun. Seven, I'm sorry, I don't know your real name.
It's Megan.
I'm sorry?
It's Megan.
Megan? Okay. So, okay, I asked this to, oh, God, to Tony, but, of course, Tony, you know, she couldn't answer this question. So it's kind of a two-part question. I have a friend who's a big fan of yours, and she loves you. She just something about you. She's always talking about how she just loves you. She says, if you ever talk to Seven, can you please ask her why she's such a hoe?
On the show. On the show. Not you.
Because
it
was written.
Yeah,
you respect my Seven like that.
Because it was written.
You know what? Tell your friend, I blame it on the thought juice. Those mango windows. once I get some of those in my system, it's a wrap, baby.
I hear you. But it was just, she was just like, well, just, can you just make sure you just ask her that question for me? She was like, but for real though, you know, if she wants to, she can get it. I'm like, oh my gosh, here you go. And so my other question was, and this is another question like I asked Tony, as far as the roles that you guys are playing are basically Cherie's life. How does it make you feel knowing that Channing is basically Cherie and being that she's the creator? I mean, do you feel like you have to, like, step your game up because this is the, you know, the creator of Studville TV?
I do. I definitely do. I stated this earlier that, you know, when there were people complaining at first, people were talking, and I just wanted to make sure I was portraying it the way it happened so that her vision could come to life. And it does, because she cusses me out every time we film. She gets mad as if I were Seven, for real. She gets pissed and cusses me out too much. I think
it's
working. She's still
salty. Yeah. You know, at first, I mean, honestly, I didn't like you in the beginning, and now that you're becoming more of a vixen, I like that role. I like, you know, I mean, I like the drama. I mean, that's why we watch the show.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question, Jordan. Hi. Are you there, Jordan?
I'm here.
Okay, so I was talking with Mook, and Mook was like, you know, when can, you know, we come out there and host a party? She was like, I would really love for Jordan to come out there and host a party out there. So we were planning it. We're planning a time where I can contact you, yada, yada, yada. So then she hits me up the other day and like, well, it looks like it's only going to be me because Jordan doesn't want to travel. You hurt my feelings. Because you have a lot of fans out here.
I am so sorry that I hurt your feelings. And definitely, you know what? I will go wherever my fans are. I stand corrected.
Because I'm on the way on the other side. I think Mook thought at first that I was in Washington, D.C., but I'm in Washington State. I'm on the other side of the map. So,
yeah,
so she was like, well, you know, it'll just be me, so just let me know. And I said, well, maybe she'll change her mind by that time we get ready to have you out here.
When do you know? Well, you know what? I guess, do you know when it is? Well, I guess, can we maybe have this conversation by inbox or I should give you my phone number?
Sure, yeah. We're
but, yeah, definitely, I am so sorry, and I definitely don't want to hurt your feelings or let any fans down. So I apologize wholeheartedly.
Oh, I forgive you. You just got to, you know, show your thing when you come out here.
I will. I'll turn all the way up.
And to all you ladies, all of you have, oh, my gosh, the studs are, this is one of the shows where I can say all of the studs are gorgeous. I mean, how do you guys feel like, you know, you're having these love scenes, you're kissing on these you know, these men were not, I don't, I mean, these women, not, there's not one ugly one on the show. I mean, so it's like, damn, you know.
Very lucky,
well,
lady.
Well, we know him personally. So that could... So that could alter some things.
So basically, Sin, are you asking us if we're groupies of the studs? Are we groupies? Well, is that what you're
asking? No, not if you're groupies, but like,
no,
you don't like when you go there. I mean, it's just like, you know, like, if I don't know, if I were to kiss Chris, I mean, I'm lesbian, but I love Chris Brown. If I were to kiss Chris Brown, I think I would faint. Like, I'm not a groupie. I just like him. I don't know if that makes any sense, you know. I've never been to a concert, but it's just something about Chris Brown. So, but if I were to ever meet him, and I don't know what I would do. I mean, I don't know if you guys have, like, that star thing, you know, where you look at them like, oh, my gosh, like Riley's girlfriend. I think Riley's gorgeous. I mean, where you just look at him, her, and just like, oh, my gosh, I'm about to kiss her in this scene. Oh, my gosh, you know, and your heart starts, you know, beating really fast. Or is it just, you know, just a script? And that you're just doing what you're supposed to do.
Was that a question?
Yes.
Okay. Me and Riley have kind of like a love-hate relationship. Well, I'm sorry, Sean. Me and Sean kind of have like a love-hate relationship. So when it comes to us having to do these lovey-dovey scenes, we kind of go into that love, okay, you my homie, what's up type relation, type, like, vibe. We really get into character, really get into the script. And she's very shy, believe it or not. Riley, Sean is very shy, so I kind of have to, like, look her in the eyes and be like, I kind of have to look her in her eyes and be like, just kiss me. And she goes in.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But she's a sweetheart. She's a really sweetheart. So it's not hard for her to get into that mode once you get past that asshole.
She's an asshole in real life, too, though. But, you know, I don't.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as Riley.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
But, ladies, I just want to say, again, you guys are doing a great job. I love the show. Right now I'm like debating between, you know, I'm going back and forth between you guys and Mr. Keat. My favorite person was just on Sin. That's my name also, but that's not why she's my favorite. I just love her character. But the minute it's like, okay, District Heat beating Stud Bill. The next minute it's like, no, Stud Bill got, you know, District Heat beat. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know, so I don't know which one, but I love,
you know,
both shows.
Let me say this. It's lovely that people compare us to different reality shows. This is Chevy, by the way. It's lovely that people compare us, but in all reality, we're not out to be compared. We're out to set the tone, you know what I'm saying? Be like, we're not in rivalry with nobody. We're like people think we are. We're not in competition. That's not what Studville TV is. Studville is mainly to give Sheree vision, you know what I'm saying? And that's all we're out to do. We're not out to say, hey, we're better than Between Women, or we're better than District Heat. We're not better. We're not saying that. The views,
right,
though, but we're not saying that, you know what I'm saying? But that's, we're not coming with that arrogance.
Right, I definitely understand that.
We support everybody. We want everybody to win. We watch the other shows. We call in and support when they have radio interviews just as well. We're not trying to be compared.
Right. And that's understandable. I mean, you know, because, like, being in the promotion industry, I don't know, maybe Casey would want to, you know, interview, like, some promoters. Like, we have, like, three main black lesbian, not even black actors, just really for the women, you know, our lesbian women that we throw parties for. And there's like three main promoters, and we all support one another. We're not trying to beat the other one out. We just want somewhere for us women to go. Tacoma, Seattle, they're all basically male-dominated. So we want women to have somewhere to go, have a good time, feel safe, listen to our music. So we're the same way. We're just not like, oh, okay, this person is, you know, through a better party than the last person. We're just trying to have somewhere to go, and we all go to each other's parties, and we support one another.
Exactly. That's how it's supposed to be. It's not crabs in the bucket. That's why
exactly.
Nobody makes it.
You know,
and I want
me and
everybody to hear that.
Yes. thank you. And hopefully we got a lot of people from Seattle and Tacoma listening in tonight, because it's just, it's the outsiders that are, you know, that are like that. But us, you know, us three promoters, we all love each other. We're friends. We're cool with each other. And I'm glad that you guys are like that with all the other, you know, web series. So, and I know you guys got other calls waiting. Thank you, ladies, so much. It was my pleasure speaking with you, ladies.
You're so welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You appreciate it. You're welcome. And Jordan, I will hit your inbox up, and Seven, Megan, I will let my friend know what you said.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Have a good night, ladies.
Bye.
All right, 804-926, talk to the ladies.
Hey, ladies, this is Tay. How y'all doing?
Hi.
So I have two questions for all the ladies. The first one is going to be, we know that, you know, everybody needs their own me time. So what do you guys do to have your personal time, starting with Megan?
I love to go to the beach. I'm literally, if I have free time, I'm always on the water, by the water, and I love to read. So, can find me on the beach.
All right, that's what's up. Next lady.
This is Jordan, and for my meantime, I'm pretty much a health freak, so I'll do yoga, work out. I can just sit quietly by myself in a room, and that'll be good enough for me. So, anything that involves some type of meditation.
Okay, this is Chevy. I'm going to piggyback off Jordan because, like, her, I'm a whole body, and anything that has to do with meditation, just like my character name, Serenity. I have serenity and peace and quiet. All I really need is music or a good book. That's all I really need in order to have some me time. I shut off my phone, put it in airplane mode. Sometimes I go as far as deactivating my social media. So.
Oh, wow. Is that deep?
Oh, yeah, it gets deep.
I just want to clarify something. Is this Tay or Sean Taylor? Like, because I'm confused.
This is Tay.
You said Tay? Is this Sean?
Yes, Tay.
Okay, I was confused. I was like, is this just a random Tay or WTV Tay? Okay, hey. Let's clarify that.
Now you're a random Tay.
It's all good.
Yeah,
I think we have two more left, right?
Okay, this is Natalia. I actually am so busy, like, all day, every day. By the time I get home, I'm just glad to be with my boo, take my shower, and go to bed. Like, seriously. 7 days a week. Busy.
That's understandable. Like, a working woman. Understand.
And this is Nikki. For me, I guess I'm kind of like, you know, a lot of the girls. I'm a big fan of reading. I do write, so I like to write a lot as well. Other than that, I mean, I'm a big outdoorsy freak as well, so I like to do a lot of stuff outside. I mean, I'm usually, you know, you can catch me at the beach with Megan or either swimming, you know, something that's just kind of, you know, alleviating stressful thoughts and just putting your mind, I guess, at peace, so... Anything necessarily outside, and I'm a big adventure freak, too, so I do like to do crazy shit, like fucking skydiving and crazy shit, so.
Oh, hey, can I y'all with that one? But that's good, though.
Yeah.
And my second question is, so knowing what you know now about life and love, what would you tell yourself, your former self, 5 years ago? As your biggest lesson learned?
That is a great question. That is an awesome question. Wow.
This is Natalia. I would tell myself, never settle for less.
Amen, Natalia.
Amen.
Never settle for less.
That's a good answer.
This is Jordan. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry, did I cut you off, Natalia?
Oh, no, I was done, babe.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, no, this is Jordan. Okay, this is Jordan. I would definitely tell myself, like, not to take myself so seriously and not to worry so much about things, because half the things that I spent, like, hours worrying about, they never happened. And if I had stopped worrying, I would have lived more. I would have loved harder. I would have done all these other things, but just stop worrying and stop caring so much about how you appear and just be. And that's what I would tell myself.
Amen.
I don't hear a round of applause.
A round of applause.
Because we wanted to say you said that now.
Oh, shit.
Oh. All right. Who's on that? I'm sorry. This is Chevy. Who's on it? I'm sorry. Am I cutting somebody off?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, this is Chevy. 5 years ago, I would have told myself that everything does not need a goddamn reaction.
Yes.
And I've learned that in my years now, you won't catch me reacting much at all. I keep it moving, like, real quick, 0 to 100. But, yeah, that's it.
So you had to turn up on 1,000.
I had to mature to realize that everybody is not worth my energy, and I think everyone knows that about me.
Exactly.
I keep it moving. I still smile at you, say, hey, like, we cool, and keep it moving.
It ain't got to be that way sometimes.
Yep.
I think this is Megan. I would tell myself, people disappoint. Loyalty is rare. So I would definitely say to love and put yourself first, and I would tell myself to just completely concentrate on my career. That won't disappoint you.
But you need all that in order to get to that mentality.
Say it again,
but you know what, though? If I can just say, Megan, never mind, I'll just let that slide. Carry on.
Go ahead, Jordan.
I just want to say that I have spent a lot of years focusing on my career and just doing everything that I thought I needed to do, and spent a lot of time like not being in relationships, and it didn't make me happy. It didn't fulfill me at all. And maybe it's different for you, and it would be different for you, but that's just what I found.
Mm-hmm. I think I did the opposite. I played house, and I put who I was with first. And it ended up being a disappointment. So now I wish I would have just focused all of that energy, not necessarily on a career, but on your passion and making yourself happy. Let me reiterate that.
Oh, okay. That. Yeah, so, definitely.
But yeah. That made you want to do that now.
That was a good question, Tay.
Very good question.
Thank you.
Thank you. It opened up a good forum right there.
Yeah, we're all emotional now.
Yeah,
just everybody in their feelings.
I'm in my damn feelings.
I'm just sleepy.
Nikki, your turn. Or Natalia. Well, Nikki, I'm sorry, Natalia. Let's hear it.
Well, ladies, I appreciate your answers, and thank you for taking the time. I'm not going to be such a crazy fan, but it's much love to all of y'all beautiful ladies.
Thank you.
Good
night.
Good night.
Goodbye. Oh, my God, it's Shaw from Sezzle TV.
Oh, God.
I hate you.
I had to plug her. I had to plug her because of that other person that called. I was like, I mean, is Shauna on it? I mean, yeah, she was just like a few minutes early. I was like, why won't she call back? Can we get her on like a 3-way kind of call or something? I felt so bad for her. She missed Sean. All right, carry on. I'm sorry. This is Jordan. I get a little bit. Just carry on. Ignore me. I need my medicine.
Oh, my God, Riley. Oh, my God, Riley. Oh, my goodness.
And you know she's listening and she's frantically trying to call back. She's like pressing all the numbers real fast.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Who are you talking about?
She's texting me. She's talking about I'm listening to your ass.
You know what? Y'all going to get out shut before I call her on three-way.
Oh, shit. Don't do that, please.
Oh, they're going to
be on the line anyway.
I got you, Sean.
They're going to nutburger. Y'all better stop.
What's it?
She's violent, y'all. She's violent.
Especially when she's sleepy and hungry.
She's violent.
Who's that burger? Know her secret.
Don't let the doorknob hit you. Will the good Lord split you?
Nut burger?
Oh, Lord.
Do we have another caller?
Yeah, we do. All right, Erico 832-590. Talk to the ladies.
Please. Hey, ladies. Hey, Casey. What's up? Hey. I love Sebo TV. Okay, now I just got word that the studs ain't on the show, so it's just the fam, right?
Yeah.
Sam, stand up. Yes. Okay. Now, I love the show. I love all of y'all characters. Seven or... Not Seven, but your real name. Megan? Wait.
Yes.
That's your real name, right? Okay. Girl, I was all on board for you. You know, I was like, oh, me and Seven, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah. She... Man. You had to mess it up. I was like, you know, I think Seven gets, like, the most hatred on the show as far as, you know, comments on YouTube. And I'll be like, leave her alone. Like, it's 2014. Like, whatever, you know. Everything is different. Until you fucked up with my girl Tony. No. But nah, I know it's the show, so I'm not going to be like, oh, you know, whatever. But you do play a good part, and I'm glad they put diversity on the show.
Yes,
so.
Ma'am.
Definitely. Now, Chevy?
Yes?
I didn't know she was coming for me. You coming for me? Are you about to come for me? No, I love you. I love you. I love you on the show. You know, I use
wait,
that line. I'm a good woman. I'm a good woman. I'm a good woman, Riley.
Yeah.
Riley. I'm a good woman. Yes, I'm a good woman, Riley. I love that. Yes, I love you on the show. You all, you know, you ain't never, you know, at first I thought you and Mook, you know, had a little thing going, but
oh,
I don't know.
No, I don't think so
now.
Oh, okay.
I think
he was tripping.
Yeah.
He was tripping. Yeah.
Hey, move fine, though. I mean, off the show.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't let me tell you something, though, before you hang up the phone. I'll be coming for Seven like that. Okay.
Ooh.
I love Seven. I was on board for Seven.
You was. You still need
I'm
to
still,
be. Because, believe it or
I
not,
all
she's getting all, the, oh, she's getting all that hatred in the comments, she's bringing promotion to the show. You feel me?
Exactly.
So.
That's it? Yes.
All right.
And,
you feel me?
No, I love diversity. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was like, okay, you know, okay, yes. Yeah, that's, I mean, honestly, like, I'm, how can I say it? I was for Between Women, and If I Was Your Girl, and I don't know how I stumbled upon.
Stumbled upon.
Silence. Moment of silence. And I don't know how I stumbled upon If I Was Your Girl, but I'm glad I did because I've been addicted to that show.
Well,
why
do I feel like there's some? Why do I feel like there's underhanded promotion going on here?
What?
I know, we got 5 minutes left. Security?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes, security.
No shade. No shade.
So, honey, the studs ain't on tonight, but we thank you.
Flip hair.
Jordan, thank you. Moderator.
You're getting up.
All right.
Jordan, I love you too, Jordan. I love you, Jordan. Yes. I love all of y'all. Y'all keep doing
Instagram.
Your thing.
Love you too. Good
I'm
night.
Watching.
Girl, bye.
All right.
Yes.
Girl, bye.
Bye, girl.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
with 4 minutes remaining.
Y'all off the chain. Feisty.
Come on now.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I mean,
I tried to told y'all.
Feisty boy, feisty.
Whatever,
Natasha. I'm just keeping it real. I tried to tell him. Y'all see
I'm not
how
crazy
on the show, right? That's her attitude in real life. She ain't acting. That's real.
I'm not crazy.
I tried to tell her.
Yes, you are.
That's real.
Lydia's not crazy, y'all.
No, we're
not about crazy.
We're not talking about
you're right.
Wait, like, why y'all didn't hang up on her as soon as she said, what was the name of that damn show again?
They probably She doesn't even know who she's calling in for.
She was calling in for Mook.
Ladies, what I said about reactions, let's calm down.
Y'all are so
3 minutes
spicy.
Remaining.
But you know the good thing is, you know the good thing about acting and being on the radio show, you can react because this is not real life. I'm having a great time, like, in the entertainment world because I get to react the way I normally would, the way I wouldn't be able to in real life. I'm loving this. Like, I'm working out everything, I promise you.
And Chevy, don't you try to take that away from her. She needs that.
I need it. Therapy. This is therapy for me. Like,
he wasn't
like,
entirely
like,
on that irrelevant
Caller,
are you there?
Y'all on the chain,
man. Another caller.
All right, let's go to this next caller right quick. Last couple of callers. We got two more for you. That's it. All right, you call 310-567. Talk to the ladies, baby.
What up,
though?
Hello,
ladies.
Hi.
How are
you doing?
Sleeping.
I'm just calling in to support you guys. I love you guys. You guys are representing all of us women. So I just want to thank you.
You're so welcome, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ladies. So just
thank you very much.
I can't wait to see you guys in season 3 and so forth and so on.
Girl, you better watch episode 10.
Oh, honey, I'm on. Calendar marked down and all.
All right.
Yeah, you should have a finale party at your house.
Why are you excited?
You know what? I did think about trying to host something in regards to a party for season 10 finale. I just got really
excited.
Busy,
so. Why?
Y'all know I'm in California.
Are you excited or not?
Even more. That's an even better reason we should be at your spot.
And you're absolutely correct.
I'll settle for a coach plane ticket. It's nothing. So
I'll settle for a paid ticket. I'll take a paid ticket. Yeah.
Okay. That was Jordan.
Yeah, that was me. I want to come out to California. No shame, no shade.
I'm working on it. I want the whole crew. I want Stubville TV out here. So,
oh, so
I
you
am
want us to get to the studs. That's what it is. Don't try to play.
She wants us, right?
Yes.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm playing with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I want to bring you guys to West Hollywood.
We
want to
come.
You work that out in Inbox, Shereen.
That is the gayest part of Cali.
I'm sorry?
West Hollywood is the gayest part of Cali.
Exactly. Of Southern California. Don't forget we have San Francisco as well. That's the actual gayest part, I guess you can say. So,
oh, my God. Send for me, please. God.
Weho. I'm going to bring y'all out here. I'm trying to get you guys. Dinah Shore, all of our prizes next year. I'm working on it.
Thank you. Pow. Thank you. You're sweet. Oh,
thank you. I love you guys. Keep representing.
We love you more. We love you.
You are ladies that you are. Guys are such
we
cute.
Love
Bye-bye.
You. Send for us.
All right, Nana.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
My itinerary.
Thank
my
you,
email.
Casey.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye. Y'all crazy. Y'all spicy, man. Oh, don't talk about it. Oh.
We got this one last call that we got to let it go, baby. Make it brief. Area code 797, fam. What's your thoughts on them ladies? Make it brief,
797.
Baby.
797.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, y'all. Casey, this is me. Shannon, Riley.
Wrong people. You got the wrong cast, boo.
Yeah, this
thank
is
you, bye-bye. Thank you, bye-bye.
But we don't have enough time anyway. You did say they need to be brief, right?
Okay.
Yeah, this isn't starting out good.
Oh, this man. It is.
Casey, don't you have a spiel about, you know, it was nice, da-da-da-da, let's do your spiel thing, whatever you do.
Y'all, detain me.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's trying to talk to my Riley.
Look, how y'all going to get spicy with me right now when I'm ready to give y'all what y'all want? That's y'all ladies, man. I'm trying to tell you. I'm ready to give you what you want. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Okay,
say
one more. Maybe she'll know the protocol.
You said maybe she'll know the protocol.
So, yeah, if you take one more call, maybe she'll know who she's talking to this time.
Yeah, right.
Y'all are going to decide who the caller is going to be.
Because the show only been on
six. I'm going to give y'all up. I'm going to give y'all six. I'm going to give y'all seven. Which one y'all want?
Seven.
All right. 719-287. Talk to the ladies, baby. Make it brief.
Hi, ladies. I am Leslie from Alabama. I just wanted to call and make this simple.
Oh, you sound cute, girl. Hello.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to keep this simple. Y'all keep up the good work. I love y'all's show, and it's freaking amazing.
Oh, girl. Can you just say Chevy one time?
What do you want me to say?
Can you just say Chevy?
Six. Let's do Chevy.
Six.
Need
prayer.
All right.
Y'all keep up the good work.
Yes.
That's all I'm gonna
thank
say.
Thank you, ma'am.
Y'all all gorgeous from the studs to the fans. I love y'all all. And Casey, you have a great night, baby.
Have a good night, baby.
Thank you.
Good night. You should have been
welcome.
Wow.
Crazy. Oh. Wow.
Hey, she's crazy. You hear that, bro?
That was my song for us, y'all. Y'all need to feel special. And she said my name. Oh, my God. Girl, follow me on Instagram. Let me see what you look like.
Chevy, isn't your girl with you right now?
Yeah, she right here. She likes them, too.
No,
okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just playing.
Y'all off the chain. I like this show.
We hit a home run with these ladies.
I know, man. That's what I'm trying to say. Feisty. A whole bunch of feisty women. Lord. And a nut burger. Yeah. God damn.
And
what?
A nut burger.
Come on. I'm mad.
I just want to hear me say that one time. Damn, nut burger.
I know,
Messiah.
Right?
Messiah.
Huh?
What?
You damn nut burger.
You are so wrong for that.
Made me curse. I gotta go.
All right. I love y'all bitches. I'm going
love
to
you
bed.
Guys. Good I gotta night. Go. I gotta get up in 5 hours.
All right. Good night.
Good night, ladies. Thank y'all for coming
on the radio, ladies. Turn up.
Good
night.
On radio, ladies. All right. Y'all have a good night, everybody else. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. Merry Christmas. I'll see y'all on Monday. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
You're terrible. Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come today. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away. Without a care, unicorns and butterflies everywhere. Gonna buy me a ring.
Fiora.